Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining me for a quickie here on Leighton Buzz Radio. A quick update on some of the local news, what's coming up right here on Leighton Buzz Radio, music and chats.
Everybody! Online, on your mobile, on Alexa, and on internet radio. This is Leighton Buzz Radio.
It's Friday's Daily Quickie with me, Andrina, on Leighton Buzz Radio. Today is the day, according to surveys, that we are most likely to ditch our New Year's resolutions. I'll be talking to psychology expert Gary Higgins about why this might be and how we can stick to our resolutions, if we want to. But first, this year marks the 75th anniversary of VE Day. The traditional first Monday, May bank holiday, has been moved to Friday the 8th to reflect this and to allow us all to celebrate. Apparently, it takes a royal proclamation to get that done. Are you or someone you know over the age of 75, perhaps your parents or a neighbour, somebody you know that's over 75, this year's celebration of VE Day, the Round Table, in conjunction with Leighton Linslade Town Council, are putting on a special VE Day celebration. Now, this is on the Saturday, the 9th of May. The actual VE Day, of course, is on the 8th of May, but this celebration is on the 9th of May at the Parsons Recreation Ground. There'll be more announcements about all the great attractions they're going to have there. But did you know that you can apply, if you are 75 or over, for a special ration book to mark the day, which entitles you to free refreshments at the celebration? A brilliant offer there. It's easy to apply. You can either return the slip in the January edition of Be Local magazine. You'll find that on page 20. You can find it on the website as well. Or just simply send your name, address and date of birth to VE Day, 16 Slickitts Lane, that's S-L-I-C-K-E-T-T-S, Slickitts Lane, Edlesborough, I'll spell that as well, E-D-L-E-S-B-O-R-O-U-G-H, Beds, L-U-6-2-J-D. Shall I do that all again? So mark your envelope, VE Day, 16 Slickitts Lane, Edlesborough, Beds, LU62JD. Your information will only be used for getting your ration book to you. So that's 75 years or over, so send your name, address, date of birth to the address I've just read out, and you will get a ration book for the day and get free refreshments at the celebrations in Parsons Recreation Ground. Now, after the break, I will be speaking to expert Gary Higgins about ditching your resolution day.
Your local radio station, yeah. Leighton Buzz Radio.
Commuting, the standing, the noise, the delays, not to mention the cost. There is another way. Sit back, relax and save with Marshall's Coaches. Marshall's commuter coaches have plenty of local pickup points to your London destination. They are comfortable, clean, quiet and with free Wi-Fi. Sit back, relax and save with Marshall's commuter service. You could save over £3,000 on your annual train journey and you will get a seat. Visit marshalls-coaches.co.uk for savings, tickets and routes. Sit back, relax and save with Marshall's commuter service.
Once upon a time, there was a very clever girl called Alice. Alice ran a marketing company, and along with her helpers, she brought new visitors to her clients' websites from far and wide. With a sprinkle of fairy dust, they created branding and promotions that were the envy of all the land. Alice's clients lived very happily ever after. Some fairy tales do come true. Alpha Marketing have been sprinkling magic marketing dust for over 27 years. Sprinkle some magic on your business and call Alice at Alpha Marketing on 01525 853 564.
Hallelujah. Woo! Girl, set you hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Mark Ronson and Uptown Funk, which was number one this day in 2015, 5 years ago, if you can believe it. Now, before the break, I was talking about VE Day celebrations and a ration card that you can get if you're over 75. I forgot to say that if you don't want to stick it in the post and you do have access to email, then you can send your details, put the subject line VE Day, and email your name, your date of birth, and your address to Buzz, B-U-Z-Z, at blocalmagazine.co.uk, and that's B as in a buzzy bee, B-double-E. So that's buzz at blocalmagazine.co.uk. Now, this is a Daily Quickie. I'm Andrina, and you're listening to Leighton Buzz Radio. And today is the 17th of January, which, according to surveys, is the most likely day that we'll ditch our New Year's resolutions. Now, if you're suffering with this, if you have already ditched your resolution, if you're really struggling to stick to it, or if it's getting a bit flaky, I'm joined by psychology expert Gary Higgins to talk about why this might be and how you could stick to your resolution going forward. Hello, Gary. Thank you for joining me.
Hello, Andrea. Thank you for having me. What are you giggling
for? I don't know why I'm laughing. It's the way you said it. Anyway, off to a good start.
Well, we're off to a good interview here, aren't we? Everybody's happy. That's what I like.
So as I was saying, 17th of January is the national day for breaking your New Year's resolution. As a psychology expert, Gary, why would you say that is?
Well, there's lots of reasons why, but it's good that we've got a national day for it so people can note it down on their diaries. That's the time to break my resolution, isn't it?
That's a good day.
Yeah, I think one of the main reasons that people don't achieve their resolutions is a lack of belief that they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of research that has shown that the belief that you can achieve something is a key predictor of whether you'll actually achieve that goal. So if you, I mean, it sounds obvious, doesn't it? I mean, if you don't believe you can do it, why would you do it? You're not going to put any effort in to achieve a goal if you don't believe you can
sense,
do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so people's belief about their beliefs, if that's a phrase, people's belief in themselves, their self-efficacy, if we want to use a psychological terminology, is very much influenced by the way they see the world, the beliefs they have about themselves and what they can and can't do.
But can you change your beliefs about how you think you're going to do?
Absolutely.
Can you?
Yes. People do it all the time.
Do they?
Well, I could give you an example. We're past Christmas now, so I could talk about Santa Claus.
Well.
Or can I?
I don't know. Who'd be listening at this time? Be careful.
Well,
I know that
Santa Claus does exist, right?
Yes,
so for anybody that's listening, particularly any children, Santa Claus definitely exists. But some people don't believe he exists. And some people don't believe... Some people don't believe he exists.
That's
and
ridiculous.
They used to believe that he did exist.
Right.
But they've changed that belief.
Okay.
So why is that?
Mm.
So, you know, people change their beliefs all the time. And actually, those people that change their beliefs about Santa Claus, for example, they changed their beliefs and it didn't make any difference. It was over just like that. They changed their belief. It didn't affect them. They went, okay, fine. And they get on with their lives.
Right, I see. So, but if your belief is based on your past failures, for instance... I might be thinking personally about weight loss, perhaps.
Oh, are we? Right, weight loss is a good subject.
Good example. So if you failed so many times in the past, do you enter New Year's resolutions with that pre-held belief that you are failing? Is that part of it?
That is very much part of it.
Right.
Because if you think about it, if you lots of people run up to the new year thinking, right, this year I'm going to lose weight. This is going to be the year I'm going to do it. And you start thinking about it and you think, you know, oh, I'm going to lose weight this time next year. I'm going to be size 10 or whatever the goal is.
Yeah.
And, of course, you start thinking about it. And just as you've described, you start thinking about all those times that you've tried before and haven't done it.
Mm.
So, of course, what's that going to do? You're creating a mindset that this thing, this losing weight or stopping smoking and whatever it is going to be really difficult for you to do. It's going to be really hard to do because every time I've tried it, I've failed.
But in the public domain, for instance, stop smoking in particular, I think, that the NHS is almost saying it's hard to do.
Thank you, NHS. They help a lot, don't they? Do you know what the success rate for the NHS stop smoking is?
No.
No, neither do they, really.
Oh.
You know, they haven't really got any stats for it. If you contact them, it's very difficult. There's not a lot of stats out there. And of course, the NHS say that nicotine is addictive.
Yeah, and it is, isn't it?
Well, that's one commonly held belief.
Right. But if you look,
Well, if you look at a lot of the evidence, is nicotine addictive? If it was addictive, why would loads of pregnant women just give up smoking just like that?
Right.
I had a client who I asked the question, do you believe that cigarettes or alcohol are addictive?
Yeah.
I said, oh, yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, why is that? I mean, did you ever smoke yourself? And she said, oh, I used to smoke. Yeah, I used to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, she used to smoke.
And she stopped.
and she stopped. So there's a little crack in the argument there. I said, well, why did you stop? How did you stop? Well, yeah, I got pregnant, so I had to stop. Okay, so you had to stop because you got pregnant. So you had a very good reason for stopping smoking, but how could you just stop? Did you use hypnosis? Did you use something? You know, how did you stop? Well, no, I just gave up. And I gave up coffee at the same time, actually.
Hmm.
I said, okay, so let me just sort of recap here. You gave up smoking. You didn't have any help. You just gave up. And you stopped drinking coffee at the same time, which some people might say that would make it even more difficult. I said... And how long did it take you to stop and what were the effects? She said, well, you know, it was a bit tough for 2 or 3 days, but after that was fine.
Yeah, so you're saying that because she strongly wanted to give up, she had a high motivation to do it, she just stopped.
She had the motivation to do it. She believed that she had to do it because she was pregnant or she wanted to look after her baby. And she did it.
Mm.
If nicotine was addictive, how could she just give up like that? The people that I find that have difficulty in giving up are the people that believe that nicotine is addictive. They're addicted to cigarettes. They can't do it. It's out of their control. It controls them rather than they have any control over it themselves. People who believe it's just a habit, they give up easily.
Cake.
Similar thing, isn't it? And of course, when you start thinking about cake, you start fantasizing about, you know, if you think about a nice bit of cake,
you picture it,
you imagine the taste, you imagine the feel of it in your mouth, and it, oh, that lovely taste of the cake.
You're not helping.
Do you fancy a bit now?
Yeah. You're not helping.
So it's that fantasy. It's the way we think. We create those feelings, we create those desires, and we make it either more difficult for ourselves by our beliefs on whether we can or can't do it, by the way we think.
Right. So for the people today who have already or are bordering on the cusp of giving up.
On the cusp. Don't be on the cusp. You can do it.
Yeah. What would you say to them? How would they resolve this? How, I mean, if you give up now, do you just stop? Give up. That's it.
Well, that's a choice, isn't it? You can just give up. And what I say to people a lot of the time is, you know, people talk about resolutions, but actually it's just a wish. You know, they think about, oh, I want to be a size 10, or I want to stop smoking, or I want to have done this or that. It's just like a wish. It's a daydream. You need to actually, shall I give you some tips?
Give us some tips.
Right. What I would do, and I do this myself, you know, if it's a real goal, if you say, I wish I could play the guitar, or I wish I could be a size 10, or I wish I could, that's something you really want.
Mm-hmm.
So you should pay attention to that and actually do something about it, because it's going to enhance your life. It's going to make you feel better, right? So first thing to do is write down your goal.
Okay.
Write it down, right? Some research, there's Gail Matthews at Dominican University, showed that you're 42% more likely to achieve your goals by writing them down.
Ooh.
So write it down.
My goal is to write things down.
Write that down. Somebody write that down. But write it down. Make yourself accountable. Because this is for you, after all. And we've touched on this, have positive self-talk. If you're, before you even start, you know, some people in the resolutions start thinking, oh, I'm going to lose weight. Oh, God, it's going to be really hard, though. Oh, when I failed at it. So many. You talked yourself out of it before you've even started.
Right.
So how much easier it's going to be, like, this time it's going to be great. I'm going to manage this. It's going to be easy. I'm going to do everything. I know there's going to be times where it's going to be difficult, but I'm going to get through that. And if I have a blip, I shall recognise that for what that is. I won't catastrophise it. I won't say I've failed and it's not working. Remember to be realistic. It's going to take time for you to achieve this goal.
So if people have got today and they've already broken their resolution, just start again, recognise that they've broken it and carry on.
Just get back on that horse and start riding it and get to your goal. You've just had a little blip. Okay. Yes. You don't have to beat yourself up and say, I can't do this, because that doesn't help. You know, that doesn't help. That's how you're going to give up. I can't do it. I might as well give up.
Yeah.
How about, okay, I slipped up there. I'm going to start again tomorrow. It's fine. It's just a little slip. I'm going to get back on it.
Right.
Okay. Have a daily focus. Make sure you're doing something every day. You know, set it out. When you write down your goals, set out what you're going to do each day. Do the basics every day. Make sure that you do them. It's a bit like making your goals SMART, which is, I'm sure, a lot of people have heard of. Yes. It's specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time bound. I mean, if you're going to lose a stone, you're not going to do it in a week, are you? Not usually, anyway. So be realistic about it. Some people find keeping a record, like a journal, useful.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look back and say, well, you know, at the beginning of the year I was here, but look how much progress I've made. So at those times when you were talking about, oh, sure, I might as well give up, you can look back and say, well, actually, I've lost half a stone already.
Mm.
I know I've had a cake yesterday and a donut
cake
with my cigarette, but
yeah,
I'm going to keep going. Yeah. Sometimes you might need help. Sometimes you might need a mentor or a coach or someone to help you do it. You know, if I play golf every day and I'm rubbish at golf, I might need someone to analyze my swing or something and give me some tips. So maybe find a coach, but most of all, believe. Have a positive mindset. Say nice, kind things to yourself rather than calling yourself stupid, lazy, or an idiot. Say nice things. Be kind and compassionate to yourself. Talk to yourself like you would if it was a young child or someone you love, rather than, you know, saying horrible things to yourself. Create a positive mindset and believe that you can do it.
Thank you. And finally, How could people get in touch with you if they want your help?
Yeah, there is a website. So I've got a website which is garyhiggins.co.uk, which is GARRY Higgins.co.uk, or my phone number is 07982-260082.
Thank you very much for joining us at Leighton Buzz Radio.
Thank you very much.
Everybody!
Online, on your mobile, on Alexa, and on internet radio. This is Leighton Buzz Radio.
Redbird Tutoring offers small group tutoring that builds skills, confidence and success.
Redbird helped me with maths and reading.
I feel more confident in skills.
I feel much calmer about my exams.
Redbird teachers really listen. I've done a lot better on my math test.
Visit redbirdtutoring.com to find your nearest centre. Redbirdtutoring.com, because we believe every child has the power to be exceptional.
You're listening to Leighton Buzz Radio. I'm Andrina and this is the Daily Quickie. You can hear me again with Gaz this afternoon at 5 in our new slot for the Gaz and Drina show. The usual silly chat, music and bit of news. And then tonight from 7pm we bring you the Party Night playlist. This is an ad-free party night mix. You can expect cheese dancing around your handbags, tracks old and new. If you're having prees or you're just getting ready to go out, this is the playlist for you, and don't forget it's ad-free. And then, if you've missed anything, you can head on over to the website to catch up on all our news and podcasts from the week. On Sundays, we start the day with a mellow Sunday morning lie-in, and then it's a sold-out show from 11 to 1. That's soulful tunes, old and new, from Hugh Williams. Love that show. The Rewind Chart Show gives you 2 mystery years, and then from 4 o'clock, whatever you've missed, any of the shows you've missed, you've got All About the 90s, King Jerky, Blues Cafe. Russell Autier at 8pm will give us a little bit of country, and then the Solid Rock Show replay after that. A little bit country at 8pm and Solid Rock Show at 9. If you want to get in touch with me, you can call me on 01525 567833. Leave a message and I will call you back when I'm not on the radio. You can also WhatsApp me on 01525 340088. I know it's a landline, but WhatsApp actually works. You add us to your contacts. We've got a special magic WhatsApp. So if you add us to your contacts first, WhatsApp will recognise the number and then you can WhatsApp us for free with your text on WhatsApp. Tell me what you're up to, where you're going, what you've got planned for the weekend, any news you want me to spread. That's it really for me. Time's up and have a great rest of the day. I'm going to play you out with 2 great cheesy tracks to get you in the mood for the weekend.
Ooh.
on the calendar.